You know?
Okay.
Long day.
Static.
Hey everybody, welcome to Static Shit. This is Bob.
Hey everybody, this is Miles.
Hey Miles, how's it going?
Oh man, yeah. Just tired, man. Sick. Not feeling
I've
good.
Had a long day. It's so long.
I'm drained. I just got back from my sister's house and I'm like totally drained. I had to share a bed with a hound dog.
I was
weekend.
Being watched in the shower by a convict or something. I don't remember.
No.
All right.
Yeah.
I was being watched by a hound dog in the shower.
No, I had to sleep with a hound dog.
Why would you have to do that? Why don't you kick him off the bed?
This dog had its own ideas about what was going to go down, basically.
Where was your wife in all this?
She wisely opted not to go with. Yeah, she.
Oh, you went by yourself?
Me and my oldest child did go to my sister's house.
Really?
Yes.
You broke up the family to go?
Pretty much, yeah. Yeah, pretty much.
That
yeah.
doesn't sound like a Miles title trip to me.
No, I, you know, sometimes. You know,
no, you're a family guy. You go with everybody. You take everybody and drag them right down with you.
Well, sometimes I do. I do. This time I didn't, so I just thought,
come on,
you know,
kids, we're going to go to the Lincoln Museum.
Yeah.
You're going.
There's a difference between the Lincoln Museum and my sister's house. I mean, there's kind of a big...
I don't know. I don't see the big difference other than the lack of books.
Well, there's more hound dogs at my sister's house than...
That could be, I suppose. That could be.
She's got four dogs.
Yeah, that's a lot of dogs.
These aren't little ankle biters. These are like full grown. Yeah, different species, different, you know, breeds, I guess.
Nice dogs, huh?
So I had to sleep with like something called a red tick.
What the? Red?
Or something, a red tick hound or something like that.
What?
I don't know. It's some kind of hunting dog.
Where'd your son sleep?
He wisely chose the couch.
I'll just sleep on the couch.
And apparently this bed that I had picked, it belongs to the dog. So then you gotta.
Well, I remember a long time ago, they wanted me and you to sleep together. Who knows what goes on at that house.
No, I went to the bedroom and this dog is all spread out like one of your cheap prom dates or something on the bed. I'm like, what the hell?
Can you scoot over a little bit and let a guy have a spot there?
Yeah, we had to have a little talk there, and I had to.
It's all wet. Oh God.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
A little premature.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh.
So, what was this dog's name? Did you bother to get it? I mean, you know, since you were so intimate.
Cooter. Cooter. I spent the night with Cooter. Yeah.
Crazy Cooter.
Yeah, it was a female.
Oh, so it was more like Coochie Cooter.
Yeah. Yeah, me and this hound dog, yeah. Oh.
Now, there's a... I don't have a copy of it, but there's a nice picture of you and your old dog kind of, you know, ass to face, basically.
Yes, yes.
Is that how you all slept right. with Cooter?
Quite ass to face this time, no.
Is that your favorite? And I don't mean your ass, I mean your face. So.
Hey, don't knock it till you try.
Is that your favorite sleeping position with dogs, I wonder?
It's only wrong the first time, you know. So,
this is some kind of it's just kind of a weird picture of some kind of dog 69 going on or something.
I'll agree with you. That is a weird picture of me, yes, in a very compromised position with my dog. that did not happen this weekend.
I wish I actually had a copy of that. I'd throw it up, but I don't, so...
I have that somewhere.
I know. I've seen it.
Yeah.
But it's not really 69 because, like, you know, you're basically at the business end of the dog and that's it.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It's more like a 9.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't. Yeah.
Or a 6, depending on how you're laying.
Yeah. So I had to deal with that. And now my sister has moved all her parrots down to the first floor now, and so now there's
hundreds of parrots. This is going to be one of those stories in the newspaper about the crazy lady with all the cats. Will be like, and the SPCA had to be called in because the woman had 27 parrots, 57 hound dogs, a cat, and a puma in the house.
These things are loose. They're loose. They're crawling on the outside of their cages. These are like big, you know, parrots, macaws.
I just got too much love. I cannot cage these birds. They love me too much.
There's
don't
like
they
Beretta's
shit
bird.
Everywhere? Come on, cockatoo.
I don't know.
Are you just sitting shit all day or what?
I don't know. It's like, Miles, don't get too close. They bite.
No, don't let them in the bathroom with you. They might
think don't
that's
sleep
a worm.
With them. Don't let them in the bedroom with you. I don't know. That's just very bizarre.
They might think that's a worm. No, just grab it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, of course, if you like that kind of thing, you go right ahead.
Once again, it's only wrong the first time.
I don't encourage it, but, you know, I can't stop it. So they got minds of their own.
Yeah, so, yeah, it was a whole interesting...
So do they shit everywhere or what? I mean,
I don't know. I just kind of stayed away from it because I'm afraid these things are going to bite me every time I walk past them. It's like,
well, no wonder your wife didn't want to go up there.
They start, like, opening their mouths, those beaks. They start opening them up as you get closer, like they're going to do something. It's like...
Hey, fat boy!
Arr! Tastes like butter! I bet that guy in gravy came out.
Yeah. No, I'd say it was probably more like Casey's glazed donut.
Casey's
glaze on a Casey's donut.
Yeah. Yeah, don't get me started with Casey's.
Tasty.
Yeah, isn't that weird? Oh, man. Dogs, birds.
You can squeeze this and light a lantern with it.
Then they got like two cats now. They've got cats in there.
Cats chasing the birds and the dogs chasing the cats.
Well, what's weird is this cat was playing dead and this cooter kept like grabbing it by the neck and carrying it around like it was something dead or something. Like, was that cat dead or something? What?
Miles, you want to take a look at my pussy?
Yeah, okay. Yeah. I wasn't really going in that direction, but yeah.
I don't think I can help it.
I want you to come back to this house sometime. I want you.
Never again. Never.
I want you to come back.
This could be, you know, the happening. I would not drive to your sister's house if it was only safe haven. I would die. I would get the vapor or whatever the fuck was happening in that stupid ass movie and just kill myself. They could be the only ones. I'd be like, no thanks. No, no thanks. Throw me a can of ravioli if you feel like it, but that's all. I'm not coming in to be safe. I will die out here.
Man, I got a bed for you. It's nice and warm.
Yeah, I bet. Filled with red ticks, evidently.
Yeah, red tick hound or something. Whatever the hell this thing is, I don't know.
Be like, no, no thanks. I hear the screeching or whatever and the birds and yes.
Yeah.
Not coming in. I'm going to die. Die right here.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nope, never going to go in there.
Yeah.
One time was enough. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that was before all these birds and everything. I couldn't handle birds.
That was like 20 years ago or something.
I know. My God. It's like cramming a zoo into a trailer.
You want to see the reptile village? Come this way.
Let me open the door here to the rec room.
Watch your stuff in the bathroom now.
Don't stand still too long or the birds will land on you and they'll start nipping at you.
They're going to think that thing's a perch if you get excited, so don't.
Yeah. Now, you know, if you ever get lice, just come in here, you'll be lice free. I swear.
No, I had a very lovely time. It was,
Jeez.
Yeah. Wow.
It was, it was bad enough when I went. I can't imagine now.
Yeah.
After 20 years of, you know, morphing there into,
Yeah. That was weird because we were like playing cards and like one person's like, God, it smells like ass in here. You know?
Gee, I wonder why.
And then someone else goes, it smells like food. And then someone else says, you know, it smells like pumpkins. I thought, what is it? I didn't smell anything because I usually have a pretty good sense of smell. And
yeah,
I couldn't,
you got a giant nose.
I do. I have this big honking freakish
you'd be,
bulbous.
If you actually had, if you actually were in physical condition, you could almost rock climb with your nose as a fifth appendage.
You're like,
there seems to be an outcropping. If I can get one nostril on it, I should be able to hold myself while I pull it.
I got an ice axe up here in my left nostril. If I can just reach it.
Chalk on here, and I'll.
I got a Sherpa up my nose.
Yeah, really. They don't call you old mountain goat nose for nothing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
There's practically a village of Tibetans in there, for Christ's sake.
Yeah, got a bunch of Sherpas
in
up
exile,
there.
In exile, yeah.
So, yeah, I don't know. That was weird. Like, everyone was smelling a smell, but they couldn't quite, you know.
Ooh, that smell.
Yeah, they didn't know what it was. That was weird.
Smell that smell. Let me guess. I would take a guess that it was more like body odor, animal, and pot, mixed with just a splash of beer,
and beef jerky.
And jerky. There you go.
Yeah.
That would be my guess. That would be my guess. I believe that's a new fragrance coming out from Britney Spears, called Smegma.
Smegma. Come smell Britney Smeg, though.
That's right.
Down at the Lord and Taylor near you.
Do you want to know what it smells like after a night with me? Smegma.
Smegma. Feel it.
Feel it.
Smell it.
It basically comes in like a Vaseline jar and you kind of smear it on.
Right.
Yeah, like bacon fat.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So did you ever figure out what the smell was or no?
No, I don't know. It went away, and I never smelled it, so I don't know what people were, you know, taking on there. I don't know what it was, because it was all...
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know. Food that smells like ass and pumpkin or something. What would that be? I don't know.
I smell ass and pumpkin.
Pumpkin here.
What's that macaw doing with your...
Ear.
Fly. There you go. little one-hit wonder, Marcy Playground.
That dog shooting devious stares in your direction.
Better not get yourself an erection.
Yeah, really. So, yeah.
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 So that's a good trip, huh?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
So you just went for a visit, or is there a reason behind it? Or
just kind of visiting, hanging out, you know, and... Yeah.
Needed to get back to nature or what?
Yeah, I just picked the rainiest weekend of the year, basically, and I said, you know what, damn the rain.
Yeah.
I'm just going.
Going to have myself some fun, huh?
I want to get back to nature.
Yeah, you guys all run around naked.
Naked, and we turned on the fountain outside. You know,
all right. Dancing in the fountain.
No, yeah, I don't know. Just,
there's a song called, like, I can't remember the whole song, or actually the name of the song, but the chorus says, it's a redneck in love, mech in time. That's how I envision that whole trip to your sister's house.
Oh, come on. It wasn't that bad.
Yeah, well, when you wake up with a hound dog in your ass, you don't think it's so bad, yeah.
Hey, you know, whatever, man. Who are you to judge, man?
It's all you got awful
judge?
Cold hands this morning. Oh, my God, it's a hound dog nose in my butt cheeks.
You might have woke up with a couple pigs in your life, you know what I'm saying? So I don't even know, you know.
What are you talking about? I slept with one eye open when I was there 20 years ago, for Christ's
sake.
I don't think I slept hardly at all. I'm so freaking tired.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, my God.
Right?
First off, they're like, well, you guys are going to sleep here, right? And it's like, what the hell? What the? Let me get this straight. Do you have indoor plumbing?
I just wish the pool was up when you were there. You know, that pool. You had to jump off the gazebo into the pool.
Yeah,
you would have done that, wouldn't you?
Oh, sure, I would have done that.
With your cutoffs.
In that point in time, I would have done that, yes. I've gotten much less adventuresome as I've gotten older. Yeah, I would have done that.
Oh, man.
Well, you know what, you got no swimming trunks?
You don't need none.
Don't need none. Here, throw on a pair of my Daisy Dukes. Well, thank you, Miles' sister. My God, they're cut up to the seam, for Christ's sake.
Oh my God.
It's like denim. It's a denim thong, for Christ's sake. You want to put this on?
I had gotten reminded of something I had done, some really stupid shit I had done a long time ago.
While you were there, or what?
Yeah. My sister used to live in another location, and I don't know, I was like still in high school or junior high, I forget what, but I had stepped in a pile of dog shit.
Mm-hmm.
Ad.
I think this happened after your first child.
This is way before.
This is another stepping in dog shit.
Well, I thought it would just be a good idea just to use their stairs to wipe off the dog.
Yeah, nice.
So I, you know, wipe off my shoes all over their front stairs.
Now, and they're going to get angry with you after they've got birds shitting all over the house and dogs, like, you know, fornicating in the bedrooms or what?
All before that. This is all way before.
Oh, this is before they let loose. Okay.
And,
we've got inverse trajectories. I'm getting a little bit more reserved. They're getting a little more wild. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So, went in and was watching some TV and stuff. And my brother-in-law and his dad get home from work. They've been working, you know, pretty hard. They come home.
Compared to you, yes, yes.
They come home and discover someone has smeared dog shit all over
the steps.
Their stairs.
Nice. Couldn't you just walk in the grass and kind of scoot along?
They didn't think it was quite as funny as I did.
Who in the fuck? I'm going to do your brother-in-law. Who in the fuck my shit all over the fucking stairs? Motherfucker. Oh, they're going to fucking clean that off. I'm going to fucking put my boot up their fucking asshole.
Yeah, that is it.
Yeah, 20 years ago, that's where I picked that up at.
Yeah, that you got it. That is exactly how it was. He goes, how would you like if I went over to your house and did that?
That's right. What if I fucking put fucking dog shit all over your fucking stairs, motherfucker?
I'm like, go ahead. I don't care.
It's my mom's house. I don't care.
I don't care. Is that my house? My mom's house.
I still marvel to this day that your brother-in-law can't stop with just ass.
Mm-hmm.
He's got to say asshole. You know what I mean? I'm going to put my boot up your ass hole. And that was to, like, the little kid that was there at the time.
Come on.
He was. That was to, like, the toddler or whatever.
What? Come on.
How old was that kid? He was annoying then. He was, like, 7 or something.
What, my nephew?
Yeah, your nephew. I'm going to put my boot up your ass hole. That's what I stayed there. That's what he said.
Oh, I don't remember that.
That cannot be true. These people are good Christian people.
I don't remember that. You're kind of embellishing this story.
No,
now.
That is factual.
You sure he didn't say it to you?
Well, I don't think he said it to me, or else I probably would have took off. But
I thought you said taking him up on it.
No. I would have been scared. I mean, he was a rough guy.
Yeah.
He's not someone to be trifled with.
Yeah, he don't like a lot of fooling around.
That's right. So no, it was to the little one, I'm pretty sure.
Oh.
But he never could just say ass. He never could say ass. It could always be asshole.
I think that's like the exclamation point, you know, on your...
Evidently it is.
I think that's just the way they talk, you know, in the construction trade, you know.
Well, I realize he is a tough guy, but...
Yeah.
this the whole, I was like, you know, can't you just, you know, it's a little kid. Can't you just stop at ass? I mean, come on.
Well, you got
to
teach him.
You have
him.
To give him the visual of the boot going all the way up into the anus.
You got to teach kids early, you know. You can't just let them walk all over you, you know.
Well,
you
I only imagine how he talks to your sister then.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is going to go right up your ass hole. Huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I imagine there's probably a few times you've said that to your kids now, too, so don't even...
Oh, you got to be out of your...
Act all uppity now. Mind. Come on now.
You got to be out of your mind. I can't, other than tonight, I can't even remember the last time I said asshole. So. I don't even want to say it in front of the doctor.
Well, let's hope not. Hey, doctor, I've got a pen lodged in my...
Asshole. I believe that we like to use the medical term of sphincter.
Rectum.
Anus.
Yeah.
Well, that sounds like a good visit.
Yeah, it was all fun. It was all good.
I hope your sister and her family are doing well.
I tell you what, that dog and a jar of peanut butter, man, forget about it. You know.
Oh, nice. I think that about wraps it up right here.